You need to work on silencing male voices because you give plenty of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, everybody? It's Bobby with Off the Dome Podcast.
I'm Doggy.
They already know us.
I mean, no, actually, they don't. They haven't seen you.
For the people that don't know us,
they haven't
y'all
seen you
don't
in the
know
flesh.
Me. What do you say like that? If they scroll down like a little bit. From like recent upload, they'll see me. I'm Emmanuel.
No, it's crazy because, bro, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but we're literally at like a festival right now. There's like another festival going on right there. Mm-hmm. There's people eating, talking, and stuff.
A lot of Caucasians. It's true. Am I wrong? There's nothing wrong with that. Why do y'all be quiet? That's a fact. No, you're not cutting this part out.
I don't care. Off the dome, bucko. I don't care. But basically.
No, can we just talk about like how hard it is? Like yesterday, we were all hyped. We're like, oh, we're gonna go to, we're gonna talk. We came here. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I froze up.
No, it's not even about freezing. Like everybody wanted to like get interviewed.
Or not
we're
even
just,
that.
Like, we like we didn't even have like proper questions to ask them.
Why did we think we were not proper? Do you think
you reminded me?
We don't have because we don't.
Let's
know,
say
like, what's offensive
me
or not.
Me and I were talking about the middle school dance or like high school dance. Oh, like we're
who said that?
No, I'm just saying like just in general. A week before, we're talking about oh, it's a dance. I'm gonna get all these girls. We go to the dance. You're just sitting by the wall.
We're
like
talking
this.
About girls, bro. Okay. Your explanation. I just feel like, what were you gonna say?
No, I just felt like we didn't like. It wasn't that we weren't prepared, but just like more of like we don't know like what to ask certain people because you don't know what's sensitive to certain people. You know what I mean? You can't have a broad enough question for everyone.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like I understand. Like I feel like you guys are like better. Like, you guys are like better than me when it comes to like making people comfortable. Yeah. I kind of don't care. I feel like. If
bad.
You ask them a question, they don't feel confident. They'll let you know and how they act, right? And you can just maneuver. So I feel like you guys, you know, we were worried about like, okay, what can we ask them? What can we ask them? As a matter of fact, a lot of people didn't care what they were being asked as long as they were asked
yeah,
a question
yeah.
and they can answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I we still
have
not.
All the lights set up and
bro, this is actually really a learning experience.
It is a learning experience.
Stepping out of your comfort zone,
though.
Like that stuff is real.
We're actually growing a lot.
That's scary. Are you all not scared?
No. Nah,
you know
I'm
what
not
scares
scared.
Me the most?
I'm not prepared, bro. I'm not scared.
I'll just say why I'm like haven't been on camera a lot. It's also because It's also because the time like just started taking like you know like it started getting a little traction. It was the one episode I wasn't in, right?
Yeah.
So even right now, I'm not scared, but a lot of people that like seen the video, they don't know me. I mean, they hear my voice. You know what I mean?
But now they see you.
He's just a ghost, but now today, he's here. He's alive, guys.
To
don't
be honest,
worry.
I'm learning to not care anymore. Like, after today?
I'm in front of hundreds of people right now just talking. So.
I'm saying after today, I feel like it's a learning experience. One of many, hopefully, God willing.
We're really out here investing, though, into ourselves.
Hopefully, y'all can recognize and can see the growth in us and in our gear and all that stuff.
It's for the community, not just for us.
This is not a loss, right? We call it a learning experience. However, now, next time, we're going to match the energy we came in with. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. And also,
the night, what they say is that it's still young. You know what I mean? Like, bro, it's like 8, probably. But we're not going to leave anytime soon. So what's the point?
We got time to
interview, talk to people, get to know more people.
I'm going
to
actually make an announcement. I don't care. I'm going to say, hey, y'all, please work with us.
You got 2 minutes. Go.
We got a whole
I think they
got
to perform soon.
We got a whole setup. Come and get interviewed. Come and just give us some content, please.
No, I think that's our job. It's our job to make them, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I don't mind going there, but I have to have a reason to come. You know what I mean? So we also have to take some responsibility and, like, it's not their fault. You know
but
what I mean?
How y'all feel back, like, looking back for the last couple of weeks?
Bro.
How y'all feel? Because I know, like, we
it's
didn't
not
ex-
a
we
lot,
didn't
but
this,
we did not
like,
expect this, bro.
We started, what, like, March? Early
end
March?
Of March, right?
Yeah, early March.
In fact, I told Sam, who's behind the camera right now, shout out Sammy. I literally told him the day that video, the Habesha video, I guess, kind of blew up, I guess you could say. That day, I was thinking of, like, not quitting, but I'm like, I was, like, recognizing in my head, I'm like, bro, TikTok is not for us. This is
I
not.
Was also scared that, like, I told you from the beginning, I did this because I enjoy creating, right?
Yeah.
And my biggest fear was, like, for us to be discouraged mm-hmm. because we were not getting, like, at one point, we were putting a lot of, energy into it. knowing, like, you know, like, this isn't, you know, yeah. we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. So I was actually getting, like, I was getting scared, like, are we getting discouraged? And I'm just grateful that...
I mean, only been a month, though. Like, it wasn't even about discouragement.
I know, why do we get scared?
I mean, the way we're talking seems like we have, like, 100K. We have, like, 2K. Yeah. let's relax a little bit.
But for us, like...
The
like,
love, though.
Yeah, it's like, love. We didn't expect that
the
much
support,
people, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we reached 200,000 people in, like, 3 days.
The fact that we literally had 70 followers... And what, it's 2 weeks now, we have 200, yeah. by percentage, why, that's a lot.
And now we're a special guest.
And not even just
function.
That, the small things, those little messages, bro, I be seeing them.
Yeah,
I be seeing
we see y'all
DMs.
Comments. We
really
see y'all comments.
We
see
y'all
be comments.
Saying, telling us keep going, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know
the
what
DMs
scares me
too,
now?
We see the DMs.
Some of y'all be wild in there, so.
Hey, no, we're not going to say it. We're not going to say it, but. No, it's okay. We'll be all right. I don't think it's raining, honestly. But.
I want to tell people, okay? Like all these equipment, for the most part, we get anything for free. Okay, if we're going to a college, right? Will you be shocked how much stuff they loan out?
Put our business
because
out there,
I feel like
we're making ends meet. That's all you have to know. Yeah,
yeah. Our needs are being met. That's
yeah,
all
exactly.
I gotta know.
It's because some people ask me like, how do y'all get like a nice mics and
God
stuff?
God is providing. Say that.
God is providing.
Okay.
That's our answer.
answer for everything.
Like the amount of effort we're actually putting into this is actually amazing. Because I feel like a lot of people after like a couple of weeks they like. Neglect it, you know what I mean?
That's what I was
for
scared
us, it's
too.
Like, we're getting more stuff, like, we're going harder, like, every week. In fact, like by this time, people would be like, you know what, I'm done. But we're just like, now I'm scared about what's the next move. Like,
I'm used to
stuff,
it. Whatever we do, I do this for fun. You know what I mean?
Wait, we also want to address that some of the videos we talked about our parents. We love our parents very much. It's just that the experiences we went through, you know, being first gens and all that, is. Very like it has an effect on us, so that's what we want to talk about. Like, again, the podcast is about everything that we feel, think, or whatever it is. So we just want to include that we love our parents very, very much.
And to add on what he's saying, like, we can only speak about what we went through.
Yeah.
So I know, and I could see what you guys are talking about, like, oh, we're bashing our parents. I understand it seems that way, but we love our parents. And to be honest, it's kind of just funny sometimes because. The stuff we replicate from their, you know, little actions or the way they act, it's funny. Like, I don't even lie.
Yeah.
Like, my parents are funny.
Yeah, our parents
producer's
are funny.
Note. Producer's
amazing.
Note. Our producer over there, she also wants to say, like, we're grateful for them, but we're just criticizing something. You know, what? Can we take this moment? This is off the dome, off my head. Let's actually say one. Like, there are a lot of things we're really grateful for,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They taught us, right? I will start off if y'all are not prepared, right? I'm not gonna lie to you. Seeing like different like Western cultures, right? Like, they prioritize, like, hard work, but not as much as immigrants, bro. I can tell you, almost every immigrant household, their parents, they work 2-3 jobs to give us, like, you know, a life
Definitely.
That we need. Also, now, let's criticize us, okay? I feel like
let's
we're not grateful. Like, this generation, like, especially, like, I would say, like, first generation of immigrants, we're not as grateful as we used to be. The moment our parents put us to, like, a good place, we kind of, like, betray our culture and we just, like, you know what I mean? That's just my thoughts. I mean, and I feel like we got to go back to, like, the root of our culture, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, let's actually keep going. Like, what is,
I
like...
I can keep going all night long.
Man, not like that, but let's, like, keep it short. But, like, what is it one big thing you guys learned from your parents that you would take forever with you? Let's address the good stuff, you know? Like, good stuff.
Dedication,
stories.
Man. They're dedicated to everything they do.
From what? Like, what did
everything.
You see them?
Like, bro, my parents be sending money back home, not even, like, for houses or anything, but, like, to even help our families. That they haven't seen in, like, years, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, to certain people, it's, like, that's something simple to them, you know? But, like, when our parents come here with nothing, you know, provide foods, they provide housing for us, you know? Even, like, the small things that we don't think of, you know? Like, for example, when I was a kid and my parents said, like, we couldn't go to McDonald's, I used to be mad, right? But I didn't know the backstory to it. Like, they had to help our family back home. There's some bills that they couldn't even, like, pay up in time and stuff like that. So there's some things, like, no matter how much... they're going through, they don't show it, but their dedication to raising us in the way they see us fit is beautiful to me. I have nothing to complain about.
You hit it on
their
head perfectly.
But, yeah.
For me, it's like, I don't have a specific thing because there's so much. For me, what I could take is like the general. Like, you guys ever look at like, I'm not bashing it, but like other kids or like other people, you're like, their lack of social awareness or their lack of manners, like, who raised them? And it's not in a way to like bash them, but it's like, you start to realize, wow, I really am blessed. Like, I think I'm a good, you know, respectful young man who grew up in a good household. I have good manners, you know, like, I understand to not always take from people, give to people, be nice, don't speak over people, stuff like that. through the little stuff, I feel like I was really respectful. And I really see, like, my parents really did a good job in raising me and my sister as well. So that, I'm always going to be grateful for that.
I'm literally with everything y'all said. The manners, I will double down on that. Like, a lot of the stuff, you know how we talked about, like, they were so strict on us, right? And we also a little bit talked, like, touched on this, how it is now we're just realizing how much that helped us, you know what I mean? When we were back then, we didn't understand why they were so strict. And now, I'm even thinking, it's kind of dripping. Now I'm even thinking, like, I don't think raising my children, right? Not like, I'm not, obviously, I know the good and the bad now. But raising them in a way where they have good manners, even if they hit me when they're young, you know, they're going to thank you later.
Yeah. Like, you know? I think my parents right now, you know what I mean?
When I was a teenager, I used to never understand why they did that.
Yeah. But it's now always because you wanted what you wanted. You know, like, you're a kid. You don't see the danger or, like, the bad and something. But at the end of the day, they're thinking about the long runs. You know what I mean? Small things that they might say no to.
And now I'm, like, a lot more closer to them. And, like, since I'm, like, I'm talking about, like, recently. I'm talking within the last year, since 2022. Yeah. I'm just realizing this, right? And I'm so grateful. Like, you know, it's so awkward to go to your parents, like, just be like, thank you for raising me, right? So I've been, like, trying to make time, like, you know, enjoy, you know, talk to them more and stuff. And they kind of feel, like, not shocked, but they're, like, taken back. I'm like, okay, like, you never used to do this. Like, are you okay or something? You know what I mean? But, like, for me, I'm just that grateful, bro. I don't know.
That point, actually, that was really interesting. Do y'all ever just, like, y'all just be sitting down or something or standing up and it just hits you, like, you look at your parents, like, one day they're not going to be around. Like, it be hitting me, like, out of nowhere.
I try not to think that
Yo.
Far, bro.
And that
I
joke,
try not
I'm
to
not,
think that
like,
far,
That took a hard this, turn, bro.
And then it makes you, like so emotional. Like, you feel like you want to cry. Like, imagining, like, they're going to grow old one day. They're not going to be here anymore. What am I going to do then? Like, and then
you're
it makes
have
you
a
appreciate
family.
Your time. But that's what I want to go back to.
I feel you. I think we can. There's a lot to say, starting from, like, how we want to go, like, because how are we going to raise our children? It's going to be a lot different than the situation they were in, right? We first going to be, like, adapted to this culture, right? I think anybody, any immigrant, we could not forget our, like, when I say our roots, I'm talking about, like, the good we got from, you know, our own culture. Like, we have to install that into, like, our children.
Definitely. I agree with you.
Taking your children to Ethiopia when they're young.
Bro, I'm with you on that.
The difference between the kids that went one time and the kids that never went. I'm not saying, like, they're bad people or anything, but if they've been there once, at least when they were young, they just feel more connected. If they've never been there, and, like, especially they went to school and everyone they saw was not Ethiopian, mm-hmm. even when they grow up, they want to be included. They feel like, I have nothing in common with us. When in reality, I swear, even if you've never been to Ethiopia, if you're Ethiopian by blood, I really feel like, you know, you have something in common with me. That's
bro,
just
you
me.
Know how Ethiopians know you? You Ethiopian by, like, staring at you?
I used to hate that.
Nah,
but now
they
know. I have this little sense
you make
of, like,
that eye contact.
I'll be looking at giggling. I'm like, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
Ethiopian.
Just.
No,
I personally, bro, get away from me. I don't know you.
No, I think Bobby had, like, a big change. I don't think we didn't release the episode because the audio wasn't good. I think you should talk about, like, your transformation from, you told us a little bit about
I'll
it.
I'll keep it short because I could talk about this all day. But basically, I was a brother who was once in the darkness. And I came to the light.
You know the culture.
Yeah, back in high school. Not even back in high school. Me and my sister.
He brought a sister into it.
Yeah, because we're basically the same. We, like, kind of, you know those kids who hate their culture?
Yeah.
Who try to be American so bad because they don't even want to, like, be associated with their culture because their culture has stereotypes. Yeah. Or there's kids in their school who make fun of people like that. So you try to stay away from it. And I was a kid at my high school. I would hate those jokes and hate those, like remarks they make. I would try so hard to stay away from it. So I would watch my own people get made fun of by other people and just try to laugh or, like, or I would label myself, oh, I'm American. They are fobs.
He was a culprit.
But now I'm like, bro, that's so childish, bro. Like,
yeah, I feel
who
you.
Wants to be just American? That's not a bad thing. You're American, but, like, having your culture and your background is very interesting. It's beautiful. That's what I learned.
Can I ask? Do y'all think it became a trend to start repping your culture?
Well, I knew my culture, man. I grew up there.
You, I feel like, because you came when you were, like, 11, right?
Yeah.
So you were relatively. You came at, like, the perfect age where you were old enough to recognize, you know, your culture, but you were young enough to also adapt, you know what
came
I mean?
Came perfect time.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
lie
to you. But the difference with me is that when I first came at, like, fifth grade, right? But when I was like 7th or 8th grade, that's when more Ethiopians started to come, especially within my school. And like at that point, I had a lot of friends who were like people of color and are like even like more generally like immigrant friends, right? I knew everyone, but like when people who were Ethiopian came into my like school, like they saw me as someone who was like and like with the other cultures, you know what I mean? Like not really knowing my own culture, they didn't even think I spoke Amharic. So they used to say things in Amharic, and I'd be like, okay. Like, so at that point, I kind of like pushed it back. I was just like, there's no point of me like talking to you, you know what I mean? But you know, I did get, I don't want to say revenge, but one day like they said some sneaky stuff, right? And then I looked back and I was like, shit. And then I just kept walking. And then, you know, so funny. Until this day, when the girl looks at me. Or, like, even, like, follows me or comments something, I know who it is, and I just want to
That's the worst thing. Have y'all ever been, like, my favorite moment that I want to be in so bad is when, like, somebody's, like, trying to shade you in, like, their language, but you low-key understand it, so, you, like, you just say something back to them, like, oh, I heard it. Like,
I would say...
I like doing that. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know if it's like that. For me, I always say, like, kind of, like, the opposite, because when I first came, when I said I was fresh off the boat, I'm telling you, bro, like, I came straight, bro, not from the harbor, bro. I'm telling you, like, and then... I've told you all this privately before, but it's like when we were young, right? And when you see someone that's like an outcast, it's easier to like, you know, attack them, right?
Stuff, yeah.
Whatever, right? So I did kind of get my friend, and for a long time it used to hurt me, but obviously I went away from like the DMV area, and I stopped speaking Amharic for like 10 years consistently, and I don't know where I pulled up back here, and now I can barely speak Amharic, you know? And I was like, I overcorrected becoming American.
He overreached.
What kind of vocabulary are you making?
And I don't know. I don't know if I. Say, I don't know if it's revenge, but like seeing the same people. Like obviously we were really young, like, but seeing the same people. I don't want to hold. Nah. I don't hold grudges.
I don't hold.
But
grudges
seeing the same
either,
people,
man.
They're like, "Oh wow, you're different." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you in 10 years, you know."
Oh boy, 6'2" now.
yo, can we talk about this kid? This is off topic, right? Are we talking about off the dome? People of color.
Okay, hold on. Pause right there.
My fault.
Proceed cautiously.
What does that mean?
Proceed cautiously.
What does that mean? I'm going to say, what's the difference between people of color and colored people?
Say what?
Don't repeat that question.
What's the difference between people of color and colored people?
People of
color.
So
his question was...
You know what? I'm not really qualified to answer that question.
I'm not qualified either. Eden, would you like to help us?
Okay, so
I genuinely ask a question. This is off the dome. This is why I'm not on camera, guys.
People of color and colored people.
Colored people just...
I don't know. I'm asking you a question. What's the difference?
It's like simultaneously used, right? No, I've heard colored
people. Colored people?
No, colored is...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little... That's
What's
a
the difference? I really don't. I know colored people like, is negative.
No.
It is a negative.
Cause look, if you look at colored people...
Did I use the right word?
No, look, if you look at colored people, that name has been used back during, like, slavery or segregation.
Man.
Okay.
But people of color is more, like, new age.
But does it have the same meaning?
Yeah, both have the same meaning. Back then...
No, it don't.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we're in hot water, my boy.
Okay, I'm not gonna speak on...
You wanna come here? That's what you should explain this.
Okay, I'm right. Okay. Okay, alright. So I'm right. Our dictionary has said people of color means
non-black person.
That is not
non-white,
black.
Non-white. My bad.
Oh,
non-white. Non-white.
My fault.
How did we get here? But
I don't know. I heard this thing. I always had this question. But I've always had this question. I heard it, and now I'm like, this is off the dome, bro. I'm going.
I gotta go back behind
the camera, bro.
Feel free to ask whatever you want.
How off the dome? That's a great question.
How far off the dome?
How far off the dome? How far going off the dome? Let me ask this.
Oh, you know it's gonna come.
Please, this might be really like well seen by people.
Would you let your daughter,
daughter,
if God bless you with a daughter one day, would you let your daughter date?
No.
Please, watch your mouth.
Answer is no.
Okay, look, would you let your daughter date a white man who is very, very conservative in a weird way? Like, not, you know, there's conservatism like, that makes sense. Then there's like. Like hyper-American, like patriot type.
I think radical of any side is best, so I wouldn't let her date.
What if she loves him?
She loves him then, but I plead the fifth. I'm not answering
no more
questions.
He's overall good guy, but he's kind of...
What if he's like overly progressive? Same thing.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, so you had that reaction, right? Yeah. So I think it's valid to have the same reaction if the person is like, unjustifiably conservative to the point where there's a balance.
How did we get here, please?
How about just
a radical anywhere is not.
You see that? This is what goes on our head. What goes on in your head? Soccer. Talk about soccer. Ask us.
Oh, so tomorrow Arsenal and Man United are playing.
Shout out to this is actually a good idea.
That are spending the night and we're gonna watch the
catch
game.
Us up. I have not watched soccer since 2011 Champions League.
Okay.
What's been happening?
Man United sucks. That's what I said. Y'all suck. Ronaldo's the only reason y'all in the top.
They got hated for this one.
I don't care. They can comment on me. Man United stinks. And they know it. Where's Aman?
This guy wants to start a fight.
A conversation with the man,
I was going to let him know that Man United stinks, okay?
He'll watch
Liverpool
this.
Are doing well. Man City are doing well. That's all you have to know. Chelsea, currently, they're in a terrible form, but they can't really do much about it because their tactics are terrible. Arsenal.
Let me interject.
We gotta go do interviews.
We're in a festival, but we love y'all. We appreciate the support.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I can see a lot of people stared at me.
I mean, it doesn't matter. But like, I really, from the bottom of my heart, I really thank y'all for what you've been doing.
For real.
I ask y'all to continue to support us. We got a lot of stuff planned. Please connect with us on social media so you can tell us what you want to see. Because I'm not gonna lie, sometimes we be like, what do they want?
We just speak.
Low key, we really just be speaking.
So give us like topics we should talk about.
Anything specific.
Interesting topics you wouldn't want to see because you guys are the viewers.
And make it fun, you know?
Interesting, actually, not fun.
Pick our brains.
Make it controversial.
Don't give us a would you rather question.
Would you rather?
But on the
real though, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. This is Off the Dome Podcast, and we
got more interviews to come though.
From Georgetown University.
That's actually crazy. We're in Georgetown.